I think it's always fun whenever you get these guys on the field. A lot of them right now are overwhelmed. Some of them got in last night, and they're trying to learn a lot of things in a short period of time. But we were able to function today, and that was good. You know, we've got quite a few mistakes, but overall the group worked hard, and it was a good day, a good start.
Do you often see on days like this where guys press because they really want to, you know, impress the coaches right away, or do they handle it well this first day?
Probably a combination of pressing and competitiveness. You see both of those things. And, you know, as much as you want to talk about you're not going to make the team today, once they get out here and their juices start flowing and they start competing, then they really start pressing. But yeah, that's part of the fun, too.
You see Sankey finally on the field instead of just on film. Well, what do you see out of him early and that you like?
Well, I mean, it's one practice, and it's, you know, really just the beginning. But you can see the movement skills that you like. He's a smart guy. He's one of the ones that came in last night, and he performed well out there today with not much time to process everything. So, good hands. Saw that a couple of times today. So far so good.
A critical stretch for him too, because he's going to be here, I guess, this weekend, and he's going to be gone for a stretch. I mean, does he need to soak in a heck of a lot over the next couple of days?
Yeah, we try to get him at least as much of a base as we can, so we can keep him up to date as we're putting things in, as we're moving along, and then he'll come back for the mini camp at the end. Yeah. So, and that'll be a completely different thing, because we'll have pretty much everything in by then, so he'll be playing catch up most of the time. The value of having that iPad, though, where we can send him the information and send him the video, and hopefully that can help. He seems like an intelligent young man, so I think he'll be able to handle a good portion of it.
How much will that set him back? I mean, obviously he'll catch up, but is that a significant stretch that he's missing?
Well, I mean, it'll set him back for now,
yeah.
No question. But, you know, we've got all of camp, so it won't affect him before we play a preseason game. It certainly won't affect him as we go through the preseason.
Coach, I know you said it was only one practice, obviously, but was there anybody that sort of stood out today a little bit and caught your eye?
Well, the first play of the practice today, Zach threw one deep and we caught it. So, you know, that's what you'd like to see out of your quarterback. I liked seeing Luan look good, moved around well, thought he did some good things out there, but it's one practice. You know, at times everybody looked good. Times they all looked pretty bad too, so it's kind of one of those things, you know, good and bad.
With Zach, what are you hoping to see out of him in this three-day mini camp before the joining in with the veterans?
Well, he's been around. He's been in the building with the veterans, so this is not like, you know, he's just came in last night. But he handled himself well today. What you want to see out of him is how he manages the huddle, how he calls the play, how he interacts with the team. I thought he was in command in the huddle. You can tell he's done this. It wasn't too big for him. He handled the plays well. So, you know, a lot of the details as far as the footwork, some of the little technique things we've got to work on, but it was a good start for him.
And he, I know you and Russell both said he was going to be healthy and be ready to go, but showed no signs of any kind of issues lingering with the knee in your mind?
Well, no, I wouldn't say he's 100% healthy. I'd still say he has some limitations, and we're trying to manage the different types of plays that he'll have, not to put him in that situation. You know, you get a little worried when you've got guys flying around like they were today that somebody may fall on him or nick him. But his knee's stable. I just think he needs some more strength, and he'll continue to work.
And confidence-wise, too, I mean, he won't be able to put that behind him probably until you start playing games and he starts getting hit. I mean, is that another hurdle he's going to have to overcome as well?
Well, you know, he's always been a guy that stands in the pocket. I mean, that's one of the things that was impressive about him in college. And he doesn't seem like that's affected him. I mean, he probably knows he's not going to get hit out here with no pads on. But that'll definitely be a progression for him. I think the biggest thing is getting the strength back in his leg. I mean, they did a great job of rehabbing it at LSU. It's way ahead of where you would think it would be. And we just got to get the finishing strength back in it, and he's been working hard. He put in a good week of work last week, so yeah, we feel good about that.
What's the thinking with all the guys on tryouts here? I mean, is it just to have bodies here, or what do you look for in trying to fill out the roster that way for this week?
It's a great opportunity to look at guys. You know, people, I mean, our scouts do, they do a lot of work in preparation, and not everybody is going to get signed. So this is an opportunity to bring these guys in and look at them. I mean, I've seen guys come out of these type of situations and make a team or have a good shot to compete for one. So, you know, obviously we get to have enough bodies in here that we can run our plays. We can run through situations where you're just not going to be able to do it if you don't have a full team. So it gives us a chance to really throw a lot of information at them and then have a chance to assess it in a team setting.
On the other end of the spectrum, though, the guys that you drafted, you spent so much time, you know, looking at tape and waiting, and they actually are here now in Titans jerseys. How does that feel?
It was good. It was funny because you catch yourself looking at each one of them individually to see. Like DaQuan Jones made a great play on a screen play in practice today, and you're like, wow, that was, you know, he came out, he recognized the play, showed good movement on it, and you were like, okay, I like that. Yeah, it's good, you know. You kind of do that with all of your guys. So it is the natural progression when you have new faces, especially ones that you've invested picks on.
Can you talk about what some of these undrafted wide receivers might bring to the competition at that position?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that position for us is we need some good young players there. I mean, we've got three guys on our roster that we feel comfortable with. We've got some other guys that have been here that are working hard to get there. But outside of that, we're looking for opportunities at that position. I hope that these young players that are in here understand that and have a sense of urgency about them, because this could be a great opportunity for them. So this is it's great for us because we get to evaluate them in the settings of running routes against defenders, you know, how they handle their adjustments, how they can process the information. So it's very valuable for us.
See much from any of those guys today? Anybody stand out for you?
Well, there's a lot of them out there, so it's. And I'll get in here and look at the tape and have a better feel for it. But, you know, it looked like we had some guys that were making some plays.
What is most valuable to you with having the rookies separate from the veterans?
Well, that's the way the league is right now. They give you the opportunity to do this, so we're taking advantage of it. And I think any time, you know, this is such a short period of time that we actually have the rookies, and there's such a big learning curve for them making this transition into the league that you've got to be able to have that time. And this is a valuable weekend for us to be able to work on football, see them execute the things on the field, be able to coach it and correct it, which can really aid in their development.
What is the schedule for these players over the next couple of days?
Well, this day will repeat for tomorrow, okay. Same day, and then we'll have one Sunday. So okay. It's almost the exact same thing as it was for the voluntary minicamp a couple of weeks ago, same schedule. So there's a lot. It's a lot of plays they'll get an opportunity to run, to have on tape that they can look at to build off of.
Roughly how many guys have been around during the week?
You mean for our workouts?
The rookies, like you said, Mettenberger was one who was in here, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we were missing four, so there was 14 of them, 15 of them. I'd have to go back and check which ones were
at
school.
Most of the draft picks,
yeah.
The undrafted free agents.
Yeah, Bishop was the only draft pick, I think, that hasn't been here. And then some of the undrafted free agents that we signed, there was two, I think, or three that didn't, that had to school commitments.
Do you still plan on giving Huff his first crack at maybe a corner, looking him there first?
He's going to move around.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Thanks,
guys. It's good to see you.